there's some inmates up there that are known psychopaths. I mean, have killed 10 and 13 inmates before. Case in point, Sonny Bird, he's killed 8 inmates, and they put him out in population. And I mean, the inmates was terrorizing this man. He is a fucking maniac. The guards is even scared of him. He walks down the corridor, you put your back up against the wall, keep an eye on him, you know? He's just one dangerous son of a bitch. And they put him out in population. And he didn't last out there maybe 3 weeks. And I think he killed another inmate. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. He had no business being out in population. You know, there's certain lines, if you cross them, you're a dead man. Some of these inmates are my friends, and I don't want to give their names or they get hurt, but had a couple guys come up to me and said, hey, oh, watch your backs. They're going to kill a guard. I said, what the hell for? Well, I reported this to the captain. I said, hey, I just had some inmates tell me they're going to take out a guard. And the captain told me, he said, oh, hell, that's just part of the job. That's just rumors. Don't worry about it. So this time, instead of going to the captain, I went to the assistant warden, and I believe it was Cole. Well, Cole asked me out. He said, hey, oh, I've been hearing a lot about you. He said, you're a goddamn troublemaker, and you're spreading false rumors, and you're terrifying the other staff. He said, you get down there and do your job and keep your fucking mouth shut. I don't hear you repeating any more rumors. And that's when I told him. I said, bullshit. I said, won't you tell everyone these fucking guards, we're just the meat on a fucking hook. You're dangling out in front of these inmates to see what they're going to do. Won't you tell these guards here they're going to take this prison over, and they're going to kill every fucking one of us. You people don't care. He pointed his finger at me, and he looked at the lieutenant. Pointed his finger at me and he says, I want that man. A lot of guards was coming to work, you know, drunk. Some of them was on drugs. A lot of guards would just break down crying, go home. A lot of them call in sick. We was always shorthanded. And a lot of them up there is alcoholics. There's some fucked up people packing knives, and there was 3 guns in there that I know of.